Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you today. We're on the dawn of the new year, 2011. The new year is always considered a time of new beginnings, but this year we have an even greater opportunity to begin anew. This is the 11th year of the new millennium, and the company of heaven have revealed to us that due to the monumental influxes of light that transpired throughout 2010, which was considered the year of manifestation, 2011 will be a year of renewal and rebirth. 11 is the master number that reflects transformation of the physical into the divine. So we have a lot of wonderful energies assisting us through this new beginning. As the new year dawns, we're in the midst of an incredible influx of light. We have just experienced a very rare winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere that was empowered with a full moon lunar eclipse. That eclipse took place within 2 degrees of the galactic center, which opened a mighty portal of light from the very core of creation. The light of God is now flowing through this portal, and it is initiating pivotal changes that will affect all life evolving on this planet from this moment forth. Jeff Chester of the U.S. Naval Observatory inspected a list of eclipses going back 2,000 years for NASA, and he reported that since year one, he could only find one previous existence of an eclipse matching the same calendar date as the solstice, and that was on December 21st, 1638. Just imagine, in the last 2,000-year cycle, this has only occurred one other time. According to the Company of Heaven, it is impossible to overestimate the potential for positive change that humanity will co-create by taking advantage of this cosmic moment and working together throughout this year of renewal and rebirth. There are myriad activities of light going on all over the planet to celebrate this time, and all of them are very important. And in addition to those events, the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are asking us to empower the cause of divine love, which we've been working with on this radio program for the past 2 weeks. This cause of divine love was recently established through the hearts and minds by the I Am presence of every person on the planet. And we can assist in this vitally important divine plan by participating in the powerful meditation and invocation that I shared with you and that was given to humanity by our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven. Through the wondrous gift of this powerful meditation, every person on the planet is initiated into a higher order of service to humanity and the light. And this will greatly enhance our ability to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth in the physical world of form. This meditation is available on YouTube, and all you have to do is just go to youtube.com and enter Patricia Cota Robles in the search engine, and our YouTube section will come up, and click on that, and you will have this YouTube presentation, this meditation. The light of God that is flowing to earth through this newly opened portal is building in momentum daily and hourly. And it's important for us to understand that this will expand exponentially during the new moon solar eclipse that will take place on January 4th, 2011. This will catapult the earth and all her life up the spiral of evolution, paving the way for a God-victorious 2011. So fasten your seatbelts. You're in for the ride of your life. 2011 is going to be a year of monumental change, renewal, and rebirth. This moment in time is going to be an adventure, and we've all been preparing for a very long time to fulfill our unique facet of this unfolding divine plan. We are being called to greater service by the Company of Heaven. and the opportunities that will unfold for each of us day by day throughout 2011 will astound and often elate us. Every moment, we will be given chances to add to the light of the world in our individual lives and in the collective lives of humanity. And we will really have the ability to improve the quality of life for ourselves and all life on this planet. That may sound grandiose, but we are powerful beyond our knowing, and the time for us to utilize our divine power is now. So as you listen to this program today, know that you are joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you are tuning in with us live or you're listening to our program through our Archives On Demand service, your magnificent light is being added to this unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God Self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. I will be sharing life-transforming information from on high during this radio program, but it's important that you realize that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Please listen to this information as food for thought. Take it into your heart and ask your I Am presence, the divinity within you, to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that you are interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent with every other particle of life on this planet. And as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but extremely challenging time on earth. So remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Today we're going to talk about what each of us can do during this year of renewal and rebirth to make a positive difference in our lives and in the world. This has been a roller coaster time of both miracles and challenges for most people. It seems as though these extreme experiences are being used to wake humanity up at warp speed. No matter how hard people may try, their I Am presence is not allowing them to push the snooze button in order to go back to sleep. It is time for people everywhere to remember who they are and why they are on Earth during this auspicious moment. Important changes are taking place, and we are beginning to see evidence of people in every walk of life reaching out to make a positive difference. As we begin our special time together today, let's take a journey in projected consciousness into the realms of illumined truth. Please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Gently rest your hands in your lap with your palms facing upward. I will state this visualization in the first person so that we will all experience it individually and tangibly for ourselves. But we are all one, so it is important to know that as we invoke this experience for ourselves, we are also serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. And we are invoking this activity of light through the mighty I Am presence of every person evolving on this sweet earth. The I Am presence of each person, the divinity within each heart, will take this light and utilize it for that person's higher good in perfect alignment with their divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. So please go within to the divinity of your heart and follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. I am breathing in deeply, and as I exhale, I feel any thoughts of confusion or doubt just being swept away. I breathe in deeply again, and on the holy breath, I go within to the secret place of the Most High Living God that is pulsating within my heart. As I focus my attention on the immortal victorious threefold flame in my heart, I am filled with the love and harmony of God. This divine essence expands into my earthly bodies, and the vibration of every electron of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies is being accelerated. I feel myself being lifted into the embrace of my mighty I Am presence, and I surrender into the perfection of this loving aspect of my own divinity. My earthly body becomes shining and invincible. Every fiber of my being is becoming lighter, and I feel myself ascending out of the oppressive limitation of the physical plane. All illusions drop away, and I experience a new level of clarity and understanding. I now know that I am a multidimensional being of light, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. As I awaken to this truth, more knowledge from the divine mind of God begins to flow into my consciousness, and I am lifted higher and higher into the realms of illumined truth. I now experience myself fully present in the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light. As I experience the wonder of this octave of light, the love expanding through my heart flame draws the attention of my beloved Father, Mother, God. As I revel in their exquisite light, my Mother God projects her luminous presence before me. She is a resplendent sun of radiant light, pulsating with infinite gratitude, bliss, ecstasy, and awe, due to the fact that she has at long last returned to earth and her beloved children who are abiding here. As a special gift to me and to all of her beloved children, she awakens within me the remembrance of my purpose and reason for being. In this newly activated state of consciousness, I consecrate my life to the fulfillment of my divine plan. A sacred truth begins to reverberate through my heart flame, and it flows into my conscious mind. I begin to remember deep within the recesses of my heart that I came into this world with a very specific purpose. I came to fulfill a facet of the divine plan. I came to love life free and to realize the truth about me. I came to contribute to the salvation and the rebirth of beloved planet Earth. I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and the fullness of God dwells in me. In the divine mind of God, no one or no thing is useless or meaningless. Everyone and everything is vital and important to the balance and order of the universe. Without me, God would be incomplete. Without me, the universe would lose its equilibrium. All that is before me to do, I do with happiness and enthusiasm, for I now know and understand that nothing is too insignificant. Never again will there be a sense of futility in my life. I am overflowing with gratitude to my Father, Mother, God, for the opportunity to be in physical form at this time. I am so thankful to be right where I am, right now, serving all who come my way with love, joy, understanding, and forgiveness. Recognizing my true worth, I now go forth with uplifted determination. I see with my inner vision the love and prospering activity of God pulsating in my heart flame. I see with my physical eyes eternal peace and lavish abundance manifesting everywhere. I am peaceful, powerful, and poised, for I know who I am. I am a beloved and empowered child of God, and I have come to earth to love life free. And through the activity of my daily life, so I shall. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body. I gently move my fingers and my toes. And as I exhale, I open my eyes and begin breathing normally. It seems that every day the media is flooding our consciousness with fear-based information that reflects the dire possibilities of economic collapse, terrorist attacks, war, environmental disasters, governmental and corporate corruption, crime, violence, and myriad other potential dangers. It is very easy to become so overwhelmed with concern that we just wring our hands and muddle through our days in a state of anxiety and desperation. The majority of people feel helpless when it comes to changing their lives or making a significant difference in the world. Everyone wants things to get better, but most people don't truly believe that they can effectively assist in the process. Well, fortunately, nothing could be farther from the truth. We are all co-creators. We are on Earth during this unprecedented time for the explicit purpose of uniting with our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven to co-create the wonders of heaven on earth. Whether we consciously remember it or not, each and every one of us has been preparing for a very long time to assist in this mission. We all have unique skills and abilities that no one else on the planet possesses in exactly the same way that we do. We have volunteered to assist in helping to change the old, obsolete behavior patterns that are responsible for causing so much pain and suffering for humanity. This is being brought to our attention by our I Am presence, the divinity within us, because the time for us to begin fulfilling our divine mission is now. Traumatic experiences cause us to regroup and to reevaluate how we are living our lives. It seems that we have fallen into the pattern of using pain as our motivator. As long as we're not in pain, we will just plod along day after day without much thought. We half-heartedly go through the motions of doing what we need to do in order to survive. We go to our jobs to make money to put food on the table and a roof over our heads. We take care of our family's physical needs, and with a little bit of time that's left over, we try to take care of ourselves. But when a tragedy happens, we are forced to put our lives into perspective. When a tragedy happens, we stop for a moment and focus on what really matters to us. If we use the tragic event to change our mode of operation and to put more meaning in our lives, then something good will come out of even the most horrific experience. Tragic events like September 11th, Hurricane Katrina, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the housing debacle, the global economic meltdown, and several other challenging events have transformed our lives forever. We have a choice as to whether we allow catastrophes of that nature to catapult us into lives of fear and dread, or whether we use those experiences to motivate us into creating lives of fulfillment and joy. We have the ability to do both of those things. The path we choose is up to us. The only reason we haven't been co-creating lives of joy, happiness, prosperity, loving relationships, financially and creatively rewarding jobs, vibrant health, fulfillment, enlightenment, and every other positive experience is simply because we have forgotten that we can. Not only can we create the lives we dream of, this is our purpose and our reason for being. We are children of God, and we have been invested with the gift of free will. Our thoughts and our feelings are creative. Whatever we focus our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings on, we bring into form. It is time for us to remember this divine truth and for us to consciously choose to create the lives we want instead of inadvertently manifesting through our fears the experiences that we don't want. It's time for us to reclaim our divine birthrights and to fulfill our divine potentials. As we take charge of our lives, we will be effective examples for our loved ones and our friends. We will be a positive catalyst, and the result of our efforts will be exponential. We are all one, and the universal law is, as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. We can each make a difference. As we change our lives, we will change the direction for humanity and for all life evolving on this planet, because all life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. With every thought, word, action, or feeling, we are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows. Never underestimate your ability to be a powerful force of good on this planet. You have been preparing for a very long time to fulfill the mission you agreed to accomplish in this lifetime. Not only do you have the skill, talent, wisdom, courage, and strength to accomplish that mission, the entire company of heaven is standing in readiness, eagerly awaiting the opportunity to assist you. These selfless beings of light are with you now, and from inner levels they guide and protect you, and they intervene to help you every time you ask for them to. You are never alone, and if you ever feel doubtful that you have the power to make a positive difference in your world, just remember that our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven are there to help you every time you ask for their assistance. When you begin to create a plan to make a positive difference in your life, The first step is to take a good look at your life as it exists right now. In order to change your life, you must first be aware of what presently exists. So take some time to evaluate your life as an objective observer. This is not a time to berate or criticize or condemn yourself for what you perceive to be your past mistakes. That only adds more negativity to the situation. The purpose of this evaluation is to help you see what it is that you like about your life and what you would like to improve and change. Usually people know their lives are not what they want them to be, and they may be aware of some major problems such as finances or health, but they have never actually taken the time to evaluate their overall lives, the full spectrum of their present existence. This is a crucial step toward making a positive difference in your life. So invest the time to take a thorough inventory of your life. The beginning of a new year is the perfect time to do that. Schedule some time when you won't be interrupted. Get a piece of paper and write down the various aspects of your life as they exist now. Remember that the purpose of this evaluation is to give you some insight into yourself, so you need to be as honest as you possibly can and be specific. Some of the areas you may want to look into are your personal relationships involving your parents, spouse, children, friends, and coworkers. Look at your job or your career, your finances, your health, including physical, mental, and emotional, your social life, your spiritual life, your attitudes, your goals, desires, and dreams. Expand on this list and make it as detailed as possible. And after you have evaluated your present status, go back over your list and note especially the things that you like about your life and the things that you would like to improve and change. In order to succeed in transforming your life, you need to plan where you are going. You need to have objectives and goals. Most people spend so much time worrying and dwelling on the things that they don't want in their lives that they haven't taken the time to figure out what it is that they really do want. Remember, what you think about, what you hold in your mind and put your attention and energy into, you amplify and you draw into your life. So it is time to stop precipitating the things that you don't want and start drawing to yourself and co-creating the things that you do want. Everything that exists on the planet at the present time exists because someone is holding it in his or her consciousness. For example, if at this very moment no one on the planet ever again had a thought of war, that entity would be dissipated. Governments would not be raising budgets to create a greater war machine. The military would not be training for battle. People would stop inventing and building weapons. The countries would stop planning the invasion of other countries. That may seem a little hard to believe, but think about it for a minute. If war was not part of our human consciousness, it would not be part of our behavior patterns. As you begin learning more and more about yourself, through conscious observation, you will be amazed at how often you allow negative thoughts and feelings to be the focal point of your attention. The age-old admonition, "Man, know thyself," is the key to making the changes you want in your life. Patterns of thinking and emotional responses are usually habits that you have allowed yourself to develop without much conscious awareness at all. Many people, from the time they get up in the morning till the time they go to bed at night, just let the thoughts of the day muddle through their mind. If someone ticks them off or upsets them, they let that emotion come to the surface. If someone makes them happy, they let that emotion come to the surface. Now that you've decided to take charge of your life, you no longer need to just muddle through the day. Instead, you can deliberately control your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Since it is a natural law that what you put your attention and energy into, you draw into your life, it is only logical that you take the steps necessary to let go of the destructive programming and begin creating for yourself a fulfilling, happy, harmonious, abundant, and peaceful life. Most people rarely feel that they are negative. So one of the things I have them do is to keep a scratch tally for the entire week of every negative thought or feeling they express. Now, this isn't writing down the negative thoughts or empowering them that way, but just keeping a scratch tally of the times that you've let negative thoughts pass through your mind. And notice that I said every negative thought or feeling. This includes the little trivial petty things that you allow to pop into your mind, such as the person that pulls in front of your car that you think is a jerk, or the service you received that you felt was lousy, or the lady at the supermarket that you think is a slob, or your disgust for having overeaten, or your anger that you feel if your car breaks down, and on and on and on. My experience has been that by the end of the week, even people that perceive themselves to be positive have several sheets of scratch tally marks, and they're astounded at how often they were thinking negatively and shocked at how oblivious they were to that negative thinking. So the next step toward your decision to make a positive difference in the world is to start getting control of your thoughts and feelings by observing your daily responses for an entire week. Pay very close attention to your thoughts and feelings and keep a simple scratch tally of every negative thought or feeling you have. And as I said, do not empower the negative thought by writing it down. Just keep a scratch tally of it. This is very valuable exercise because it clearly shows how many times every single day you are misqualifying energy and creating more negativity for yourself without even realizing it. Many people are wallowing in the poor me syndrome. They feel that they're really good people, but all of these terrible things keep happening to them anyway. What this exercise reveals is that we may not be doing catastrophic things like mugging people or robbing banks, but we are often nickel and diming ourselves to death with trivial pettiness. Once you complete this exercise and acknowledge that you are probably not controlling your thoughts and feelings the way you would like to, but just allowing them to happen, you can move on to the next step of changing those bad habits and begin to take control of those thoughts, words, and deeds. There's been a lot of research done on the process of changing our habits, and the general consensus is that it takes 21 consecutive days to change a habit. We're talking about a lifetime of unmonitored, uncontrolled thinking, so it's not practical to expect total self-mastery overnight, but you must be consistent and patient with yourself. I'm going to give you some very simple exercises that will help you to become more and more aware of your thoughts and feelings. Each time you put forth the effort to deliberately program yourself into constructive thinking, the stronger you will become and the more natural and the positive response will be. Before you know it, your pattern of thinking will automatically be positive instead of having automatic negative reflex responses, and you will have established a new constructive habit of thinking. While you are going through this process of gaining control of your thoughts and feelings, you need to be tolerant and forgiving of yourself. If you find negative thinking or negative feelings creeping into your consciousness, you need to stop and empty your mind of the negative thought or feeling. Take a deep breath, regroup, and then look for the positive side of the situation that you are dealing with. Don't give any more power to the negative thought by berating or condemning yourself for the transgression. Just let it go and magnify the positive side of the situation, no matter how small. So the first exercise to begin your new habit of positive thinking is to look for the positive side of every person, place, condition, or thing that you encounter for an entire week. The general rule is that we can easily spot the flaws in other people, but unless someone is a genius or looks like a Greek god or goddess, we rarely notice their positive attributes. In this exercise, you must go out of your way to search for something good in every single person, place, condition, or thing that you come in contact with. Sometimes this is a real challenge. Some people you know may be so objectionable that the only thing you'll be able to appreciate about them is the color of their socks. But you must find something good in every instance. Even in the most negative situation that's taking place on the planet, maybe something that has happened to someone, something that's been inflicted on someone by someone else, a horrific situation, even things that are that awful, the good thing about that is that it is brought to the attention of compassionate, loving people who immediately begin invoking the light to help heal and transform that situation and to help illumine and enlighten that person that is causing so much pain and suffering. So even with the most negative situation, the fact that it draws forth the invocation of light by people all over the world who are aware of it is a positive situation. After practicing this for a while, you will come to the realization that no matter how bad things seem or how degenerate a person may appear, there is a spark of hope in every situation and a spark of light in every person. By consciously putting your attention on that one redeeming quality, rather than giving momentum and power to the negativity, you can turn the destructive situation into a positive experience. And you can often give the negative person the incentive that he or she needs to find a better way of behaving. This may sound too good to be true, but I assure you that this is the natural law of attraction, and it is as accurate and as workable as the laws of mathematics, music, physics, or any other science. The next exercise I want to share with you is designed to help you reprogram your thinking with positive affirmations. People who have used positive affirmations have always known that they work, but they've rarely understood exactly why. Now, with more and more research, we are learning how the process works. Through positive affirmations, we can deliberately send forth constructive thought forms that will accumulate additional positive energy and return to us, bringing with them what we are affirming. The difference between a prayer and an affirmation is that in a prayer, we are usually humbly asking for something. And in an affirmation, we are actually invoking the divinity within us, our I Am presence, to command universal light substance to flow through us constructively to create whatever perfection it is that we are invoking. There is another very important reason why affirmations work. This point is another aspect of natural law to which we are all subject. When we make a positive affirmation, we begin with the words, I am. These two words invoke our I am presence and connect us directly to our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, all that is. This all-encompassing presence of God is the universal source of all life. Throughout the history of science, we have studied this universe, and whether we are studying the most minute particle of life through a microscope or the furthest recesses of the universe out into the cosmos through a powerful telescope, the only thing we have discovered exists is energy. Everything is comprised of electronic light substance vibrating at different frequencies with various densities. The words I am reflect the all-encompassing oneness of all life. I represents Alpha, or the beginning. Am represents Omega, or the ending, meaning our Father, Mother, God, the universal source of all life, is the beginning and the ending of all that exists. In Eastern philosophies, the word Om has been used as a chant or mantra to raise the consciousness of the devotee. Om is the Sanskrit word for I am. In the Bible, when Moses spoke to the burning bush and said, "Who are you?" the reply was, "I am that I am. I am Alpha. I am Omega. I am the beginning. I am the ending." When we invoke the light of God from the very core of creation by using the words I am, it automatically responds. It flows through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and obeys our affirmations. A very important thing to realize is that when we use the words I am, it is an invocation to our Father, Mother, God. When we invoke the light of God from the core of creation by using the words I am, the light automatically responds. This universal light flows through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and obeys our affirmations. A very important thing to realize is that when we use the words I am, it is an invocation to both our I Am presence and our Father, Mother, God, all that is. It is part of the natural law of the universe that anything we state following the words I am has to manifest. Once this information registers in our consciousness, then we will understand that by making negative statements about ourselves, we are actually invoking and affirming the very situation we are bemoaning. We will understand how foolish it is to say things such as, "I am sick, I am tired, I am angry, I am poor, I am lonely," etc. Each time such statements are made, the universal light substance must flow through us, charged with the frequency of vibration we have just invoked. Fortunately, a positive affirmation is also an invocation and commands this universal light substance to manifest as something good in our lives. Affirmations are designed to help us begin reprogramming our negative thinking into positive thinking. The longer energy is accustomed to flowing through the brain in our particular pattern, the easier it is to just keep flowing in the same pattern. For instance, if we're used to being critical or judgmental of others, that is a pattern that we have developed, and the energy flows very easily into that groove of a brain. So we just automatically have these reflex responses of being critical and judgmental. If we want to change that habit, we have to consciously begin developing a new groove through which this energy can flow. The more we withhold the energy and stop being negative and critical, and send it forth through the new constructive pattern of being accepting and tolerant, the sooner we will have changed that bad habit. It might help to visualize this as a river, and the more the water flows through the river, the deeper and wider it becomes, and the easier the water flows through that tributary. But if we create a new channel and divert the water, gradually the old river will dry up and cease to be, and the new channel will eventually become as deep and wide as the previous river. I'd like to give you a word of encouragement at this point. I know that when we first begin observing our behavior patterns, we are usually shocked and a little overwhelmed at how ingrained our trivial, petty patterns are. And it seems as though it will be a monumental task to overcome and to change these habits. However, once you begin to consciously take control of your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, the changes will take place much more quickly than you can envision at this time. Before you know it, the positive patterns will be deeply ingrained, and the negative patterns won't even be part of your consciousness anymore. This is true with any new lesson that you're learning. Once you've mastered the lesson, it's a piece of cake. As an example, it would probably not even enter your mind to mug someone or to rob a bank or to kill someone, because somewhere along the line you've already learned the lesson that this is not suitable behavior. These feelings aren't something that you have to struggle with every day or continually monitor to try to change. You don't have to get up in the morning and say, okay, I'm going to really put forth a lot of energy today, and I'm not going to kill anybody today. It is not even part of your consciousness. Unfortunately, there are people that have that battle, but I'm sure you're not one of them. These aren't feelings that you struggle with. These are things that are just not part of your consciousness. I assure you, once you really develop the habit of positive thinking, the critical, petty, trivial things that so easily pop into your mind now will not even be part of your consciousness. And gradually, with positive affirmations, we'll form new constructive grooves in our thinking pattern. And then we'll have automatic reflex responses that'll be looking for the positive, looking for the good, looking for the appropriate response of what we want to create in these situations instead of just empowering the negativity. For this reason, it's important to go over your affirmations and to read them first thing in the morning and the last thing before you go to bed at night. The exercise in the morning will bring the constructive flow of energy through your brain and set your attitude for the new day. And the exercise at night will help you draw the principles for positive affirmations into your subconscious mind so that you can reprogram yourself while you're sleeping. This occurs in sleep learning. Research is proving that what we think about at night before we go to sleep, we carry into our subconscious mind. So it's a good idea to put your attention on something positive. For heaven's sakes, don't watch the news before you go to sleep. Once you state your affirmations, strive to consciously apply the principles that you're affirming throughout your daily activities. So now, just for a moment, I'd like to share some positive affirmations with you. This is just to give you an idea of the kinds of things that you can empower for your life. But you need to co-create what you want and tailor your affirmations specifically to what you'd like to create in your life. And your affirmations must always be qualified by your I Am presence, indicating that you want them to manifest in perfect alignment with your divine plan and the highest good for everyone involved. So just for a moment, gently close your eyes and allow these affirmations to resonate in your heart of hearts. Beginning today, I am in such control of my emotions that nothing can disturb my peace of mind. I am monitoring my words, thoughts, feelings, and actions because they are all powerful and will bring their effect into my life. I can rule my world and all outer conditions. I am letting my family and friends know that they are a vital, significant part of my life, and I am as enthusiastic about their accomplishments as I am about my own accomplishments. I am speaking of health, happiness, and prosperity to every person I meet, and I am magnifying the positive side of every situation, no matter how small. I am so involved with improving myself that I do not have time to notice or criticize the shortcomings of others. I am giving thanks for every circumstance in every move of my life, for in true heart-lifting thanks, I can reach that faith which removes mountains. I am quieting myself for a few minutes each morning, emptying my mind of all thoughts, and listening to the voice of my I Am presence for for guidance and illumination. I am a radiating center of love, peace, happiness, and harmony. I am thinking only of the best, speaking only the best, doing only the best, and expecting only the best. I am giving a smile to every living creature I meet today, for I know every impulse for a thoughtful act, every single smile given from a heart filled with love, every kind word spoken when a hasty word would have been so much easier, is a small gift of love I am able to return for the many blessings I have received. I am engulfing every electron of precious life energy evolving on this sweet earth with the essence of pure love. And so it is. I am all love. O Supreme Presence of God within all life, into your eternal heart of love do I immerse myself and all life on this sweet earth. I consciously surrender my vehicles to be merged with the love nature of your being until I am a pure focus of love, a living jewel in your crown of adoration. The path I walk in life leads only to love. My physical body, filled with love, becomes shining and invincible. My etheric vehicle, radiating love, transmutes the past. Love in my mind ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in my feelings reaffirms that God is the only power acting. As I am thinking, feeling, and remembering only love, I know that my I Am presence is working through me, radiating forth the perfection of my omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, all that is, to humanity and all life, which I have promised to love free. In this awakened consciousness of divine love, my spirit becomes Holy Spirit, and I am the love of God reaching out to claim this earth. In love, I magnetize all of God's blessings to me, and in love, I radiate these blessings forth to all life around me. I am the spirit of love permeating form until all is drawn back into the indivisible whole. I feel the pulse beat of love in all life and the continuity of love in all of the experiences I have ever known. It is all love. I was born out of love. I am evolving through love, and I am ascending back into love. I am all love. And I am grateful. Now breathe in deeply and return your attention to the room, becoming aware of your physical body, feeling these energies securely anchored in through and around your heart flame. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making the information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth available to everyone who is interested. We offer free seminars throughout the United States of America. I have free webinars that are on our website, and our website is eraofpeace.org. That's E-R-A-O-F. P-E-A-C-E, eraofpeace.org. On our website, you can sign up for our free monthly email newsletter. We have all kinds of newsletters, archives that are printed there that you can look up that are free to help you really understand the opportunities that are being presented to us by the Company of Heaven and all of the Legions of Light. In addition to all of the things that we are offering and the services that we are offering for free, we've documented this information from on high in our books and CDs, DVDs, and our monthly email newsletter. If you'd like to sign up for that newsletter, as I mentioned, you can do so on our website. Give yourself the gift of becoming a powerful force of light on this planet in this brand new year, 2011. And you will make a positive difference for yourself and for all life evolving here. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today. Be sure to tune in with us next week as we join together once again to expand our glorious chalice of light. Create a wonderful week for yourself. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.